A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Here with Heather Osmond, the owner and founder of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. It is good to be with you. I know we're going to talk all things furniture today, which is awesome because you know me, I'm always behind the trends when it comes to furniture.
Well, you're in luck today, Lindsay. You know, doing this real estate show is so much fun because we get to talk about what's going on in the market. We get to talk about, you know, contractors and parade of homes and new construction and remodeling and everything in between. Today, we're going to stay away from interest rates and all of that stuff that's going on in the market. And we're just going to have a happy show. We're just going to tell you your sofa's ugly. You need a new sofa. Sectionals right now in Utah are huge. Everyone is, of course, loving new dining tables, you know, bedding, pillows, those things that just make your house a home. And there are, you know, we're all on different budgets, but there are lots of different things at different price points that I think there's something for everyone, which is fantastic. Today, I am so excited because we have Sean Sorensen on the show today, who is a furniture guru expert, and he's Utah homegrown. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
This is so much fun. And you live in Holiday?
I do live in Holiday.
Yeah.
Yep. Grown up there and went to elementary and junior high and high school right there in Holiday, Utah.
All right. I love just local homegrown. I'm a local homegrown Provo High girl, went to BYU, got married, made a big move to Orem. You know, now I live in Alpine. So definitely local Utah. We know what the Utah market is, and it's unlike anything else in the country, which I'm really proud of. We have larger homes. We have larger families. And home is important to us.
Very much so.
Very much so. Okay, Sean, so tell us a little bit about how you ended up in the furniture industry, of all things you could do.
Well, I grew up running around in a retail store. My family owned and started Southeast Furniture in Sugar House. So as a young kid, that's where I went to hang out with my dad or my grandpa and my cousins. We ran around there and terrorized the poor store and all the people that were in it. And from there, my dad decided he didn't want to be part of the retail side of it, and he became a sales rep in 1972 and started traveling seven states in the West. So anytime I wanted to spend time with him was in the car traveling through Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, things like that. So I pretty much tell people that I was doomed at birth, and I had
no other choice,
although I tried to do something, and I told everybody I would never be in the furniture business. I'm in the furniture business.
And you're rocking it in the furniture business.
And it's fun.
It is fun. No, yeah. And you are one of those traveling salespeople that actually goes to the furniture stores that you sell to.
Yes, I do.
Which is huge. A lot of them are order takers, but that is not you.
No, I kind of grew up being on the road with my dad, and that was just how you did what you did. You traveled, you went to see every small store, whether it was in Havre, Montana or Vernal, Utah. You just went to see them. Didn't matter.
And so tell me where you rep right now.
So my territory is Utah, Idaho, and Montana.
That's awesome.
So at any given time over the years, I've covered just about every state in the West.
That's incredible. And you rep an upholstery line. And there's always updates.
It's yes.
Always changing. And there's a lot of fabrics that you have to haul around.
Yeah, I do. I haul at any given time, I carry between 250 and 300 swatches of fabric, just so that when you present what new fabrics are or what a new upholstery program is, then you have the items that they want to look at to pick from. And amazingly, some days you don't always have all of the right swatches that they want to see, but you try and carry as much as you can.
For sure. And I think in the furniture industry, a furniture rep like you is so valuable because as an owner and a buyer for my store, I only want the latest and greatest. And so that's why I love what you do, because you care and you keep us updated. And you're selling to the best retailers in those areas, which I think is fantastic.
I try to sell to the best retailers in those areas, for sure. And it's nice to be able to go into a variety of different retail stores and see what's working for different areas or what they have on their floor, whether it be upholstery, fabric, or leather, or a bedroom set, or a dining room set. And then be able to translate that or take that to other retailers and say, well, this is what's happening in Denver, Colorado, or this is what's happening in Logan, Utah, or in Lehi, Utah, and kind of the trends that are going on there. And then also go to the manufacturer, go to the furniture market, which happens a couple times a year, and see some of the new fabrics, read more about what Pantone colors or the hot colors that are coming. And hopefully translate that into what the consumer wants rather than just gray or brown. There's other colors that are out there that we're looking for.
There are other colors. I know. Imagine that. And I think Utah's known for just a sea of brown and tan and beige, right? Because
yes.
We're just so afraid to make a commitment to other things, which is fine. You know, I'm all about buying the neutrals and then, you know, those are your expensive pieces and then building upon that. So I think Klausner does a great job. We're going to talk a little bit more about your brand in a little bit. But let's just hone in on what's going on in the market. You know, furniture market is coming up in April, just
correct,
a few weeks away. Klausner is a company that is introducing brand new things. There are a lot of manufacturers that are still trying to catch up with the orders from COVID, and they have delays on foams and fabrics, and they don't have the ability to even introduce new products because they're back ordered on their current products.
Correct. Yeah, supply chain is certainly better now than it was during COVID. Thankfully, Klausner, one of the situations that a lot of people ran into upholstery manufacturers is foam. Klausner owns their own foam manufacturing facility there in North Carolina. So that was never an issue for us. The biggest problem was fabric and metal mechanisms. If you had a sofa that had recliners in it, or you had a standalone recliner, that actual metal from the mechanism was a big issue over the COVID side of things when it came to supply chain. So Klausner right now, we're touting manufacturing from date of order to sitting on the dock ready to ship between 21 and 28 days. So super fast.
Which is incredible because most companies are 3 months, 9 months, 12
yeah.
months out.
So it's been nice to see that happen, to shorten those lead times. Of course, you still run into a fabric or a leather hide that might be out of stock because it's become a very big seller and you can't project for something like that to happen overnight. So they are kind of running for some of those things, but not many. Style-wise, you're seeing the softer-handed items, the neutrals, the tans, the creams, fabric-wise, but also in a performance fabric that makes it easier to clean so the consumer can have this more chic-looking item in their room and not worry about it being uncleanable.
I know. And performance fabrics are all the rage in Utah
yes.
right now. They have a very soft handle, so they feel great, but they are durable. And we have kids and animals, and we just want our furniture to look great, but also be dependable and useful and stand the test of time. I mean, furniture is an investment.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Very much so.
I think that's amazing. Okay. Market trends right now, you guys, lots of things going on. We recently returned home from the Las Vegas market. All of those items are currently in our furniture stores at Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. And that is a lot of fun. We are loving our Klausner stuff. Our order is in process right now and should be here very soon. So if you're in the market for furniture right now, come into Osmond Designs, sit in things. It's hard to buy a sofa or any kind of upholstery online. You will probably return it. It looks great in the picture or in the magazine, and then you get it, and it's not something you can really drop off to the UPS store or the Amazon and, you know, package that thing back up. It's a huge hassle. So definitely with upholstery, come in and look at it. And the great thing is we have over 45,000 square feet of furniture. So I'm sure we have something that will fit what you're looking for. We have all styles, all brands, the best brands in the business at Osmond Designs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More on The Real Estate Show.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, I am Lindsay Ertz. Heather, I've told you my horror sofa story before, right?
Yes, you have.
Where I have the sofa that Velcros in and it is always coming off. And I have two little kids under the age of 8 and they're jumping on the couch and the cushions never stay put. It is the biggest piece of furniture that drives me crazy, but we paid so much money for it and I didn't know. I wasn't experienced enough. I didn't do this real estate show with you when I bought it. I didn't have you as a contact.
Dang
to
it.
Know, don't buy the sofas where the cushions come out because you're always going to be adjusting them. So as soon as this thing dies, I'm buying a new one. And I know better now.
There you go, Lindsay. You know, I think we all have horror stories about furniture. We've purchased furniture from a big box store. It didn't last. There was something like Lindsay's story that just bugs you and you'll never make that mistake again. And I think that's where the Osmond Designs niche really comes in. I'm the owner of the Osmond Design Stores and I have the opportunity to see all the furniture from all the manufacturers every time I go to market. And, you know, there are things that you don't know until you are educated about that. And I think at Osmond Designs, we really try to weed through some of those mistakes for you and make sure that we're buying the very best merchandise in the country at the very best prices. I don't know anyone that works harder than our store. When we go to market, we are the first ones there on the first bus or, you know, the first Uber. And we're usually the last ones to leave after everyone's drunk and plowed. And we're still like, are you open? We want to come and see what you're selling.
Those evening parties can do that.
It can
you.
Get a little Ooh, wild.
Sounds like
right?
Furniture market is fun.
It's pretty exciting.
You got to do something to entice those buyers to stay in the showroom and
buy
stuff, more furniture.
Right? Pull out those credit cards.
Even though later they wonder, did I really buy that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
It must work because there's a lot of parties, but we love buying the best of the best. And we work really hard and try to get educated so that we can help our buyers know why we selected that product. We have the very best designer brands in the country, including Trisha Yearwood with Klausner, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But recently at Klausner, speaking of which, I should introduce our guest today. This is Sean Sorensen. So happy to have you on the show today. You're a local holiday guy.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. And you are one of the best reps in the entire country, Sean, right here in Utah. You care about what you sell and you work really hard to make sure that the retailers are updated with the latest and greatest so that we're offering the best products in Utah. A few years ago, we actually featured the Trisha Yearwood line in one of our Utah Valley Parade homes, and that was a lot of fun. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But the new products that Klausner is currently selling and offering to retailers are from a new upholstery designer.
Yes, we hired a new what we call upholstery merchandiser 6 months ago. She came on board and has done an amazing job of dissecting all sectors of our upholstery program, coming up with lots of new fabrics, new call-outs on fabrics. As we've talked about before, performance fabrics are a major part of what's happening in the fabric upholstery business right now. We've had a lot of those, but we've not really done our best job at calling those out and letting the retailer, your designers, know this is a performance fabric. Yes, it may be cream or it may be tan or it may be white for whatever, but it is a performance fabric and does clean very easily, so that you do have an option to put a very beautiful piece of furniture in a family room that your kids will play on.
Eat popcorn, and eat have popcorn a Diet Coke.
On, and
yeah.
throw pillows around on.
Lindsay.
And be able to be clean.
Never done that.
You
My
can
house
clean it, you guys.
It's amazing.
Immaculate?
Of course it is.
I've never spilled Diet Coke. I don't have macaroni and cheese fingerprints on my sofa.
Oh, and
yeah,
we have small kids.
I hear
kids.
That all the time. This is a little old lady sofa, and there was never a problem with
no,
that.
Never.
So we're okay.
No, performance fabrics are the only way to go. It's basically all we bring into our store these days.
They've come so far in a very short period of time. The fabric mills have done an amazing job at making them softer, making them better colorations than they did before. They were really just a bland gray or a tan that really didn't give you true color, and they had a very hard, stiff hand to them, so they weren't very comfortable. And they've done an amazing job at making that finish job better, giving you better colors and better hands, so they are more comfortable to put on some of that family room furniture.
For sure, and definitely there are the neutrals to choose from,
yes.
But there's some great navies, there's some great greens, some oranges, some reds. I mean, if you can dream it, Performance Fabrics have it.
Yeah, they do. And yeah. and our new merchandiser has just done such a good job at bringing that product to light, bringing it forward so that the retailer, you as the designer, or to educate your consumer what you have to offer as far as that fabric is concerned.
Another thing I love about Klausner is you are a special order company.
We love special orders.
Yes, you do. And so you can customize something that's very unique. So you don't have to have the same sofa as seven of your neighbors that also purchased that at the big box store.
Correct.
Because they have 500 of them that they bought in a container. And yeah, it's great. And there's no extra cost. It just takes, what did you say, 21 to 28 days. Hello. Yeah. 30 days or less. You have something that's great, that's unique, that you love, that is quality and will last and that looks great.
Yes.
Loving having Sean Sorensen, who's a local holiday guy, on the show with us today. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Design Stores. We are celebrating 20 years of being in the business this year. So not only do we have the No One Beats Our Prices guarantee, but you get an additional 20% off on any in-stock product. Come and see us today. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and founder of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. I highly suggest you get down there, especially because you can learn from my mistake. Don't buy the sofa that the cushions come out. They just Velcro on, because when you have little kids, they will jump all over it. And then the cushions, you're always like trying to 1 foot kick the cushion back in while you lift the attached back. Have you ever done that?
Lindsay, I love you so much. Let me just tell you, I love that you are so real. Welcome to the show, KSL Friends, where we just get to laugh about funny things, all thing furniture related, or new construction or remodeling. We honestly should have like a blooper show, because there's some pretty funny things that we talk about.
This show is about where Heather tells me all the Park City homes she's redoing, and then I tell her about where I made a mistake and bought the sofa from the big box store, and she judges me for my furniture purchases.
No, I just laugh with you. I don't laugh at you. Good thing we're great friends. Today, I am so excited to introduce one of my friends in the real estate industry. He is one of the best furniture reps in the country. So he's a furniture salesman, and he works really, really hard. I think repping an upholstery company is probably the hardest to rep because you have to haul around 250 or 300 different fabrics so that you can show all the furniture retailers the latest and greatest. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thanks, Heather. It's nice to be here.
So good to have you. Yeah. Okay, we get to brag about your favorite line that you're repping right now.
Klausner Furniture.
It's Klausner Furniture, and they are one of the best in the business.
They are. They're 60 years old this year. They started in Asheboro, North Carolina as Stewart Furniture, and then was purchased by Mr. Klausner 41 years ago. And he grew it to what it is today. They have 9 domestic manufacturing facilities in Asheboro, including their own foam factory. So they pour and cut their own foam for seating. And what they don't use for themselves, they sometimes sell to other manufacturers.
That's amazing. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what they offer.
Klausner is one of the largest and the best whole home manufacturers. So they offer everything furniture for your home, from stationary leather upholstery to motion leather upholstery to fabric stationary and multiple different configurations to motion in fabric, bedroom, dining room, occasional, some home office, all the way through.
Ottomans,
yeah,
chairs,
ottomans, occasional chairs,
all the goods,
everything you would want to put in your home, except for appliances. We don't do electronic things,
and no accessories.
No, we don't do any of the Chotsky stuff. So
Chotskys.
You can order pillows.
Yeah,
you can have your own throw pillows of any of the 500 plus fabrics that we offer, and in multiple different configurations.
That's incredible. So anything that you are going to sit on, all the case goods, you know, all the good stuff in your home, Klausner has. One thing I really love about your brand is your price point. You offer quality, great things at an incredible price point.
We definitely cover all of those from mid price to a little bit mid to high end price, just depending on what the fabric and the frame configuration you put together. You know, leather, 100% top grain leather all over, and a beautiful sectional at retail, you're going to be in the $7,000 range compared to anybody else in our segment that could be anywhere between $10,000 to $12,000 for that same leather sectional. Fabric, $899 sofa and fabric all day long. Bedroom stuff, you're going to be looking at a queen bed in the $1099 range for a beautiful queen bed, branded by Tricia Yearwood, of all great people, by the way.
So let's talk a little bit about Tricia Yearwood, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's she married to?
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, the Who? One and only.
I'll just name drop. I've met him.
You know, he's pretty cool.
It's fine. It's fine. Actually, I got to cover when he came here July?
Yeah.
I got to cover it for the radio, so that was
yes.
fun.
So yeah. I met Tricia Yearwood in your showroom. I actually have a video. It's like a little mini commercial that she did for Osmond Designs. A few years ago, we actually featured her entire line in one of the Utah Valley Parade homes. She's so cool in person. So real.
Very down to earth. Very yeah. genuine, you know, loving person. Loves being part of Klausner's family and what we do with her name and the designs that she loves so much. She does some phenomenal stuff for our retailers as far as commercials, introducing the new products. She does have a hand in what's happening with the design of the new bedroom and dining room things. We're rolling out a lot of new pieces this April at Furniture Market. It'll be the largest Tricia Yearwood introduction ever. And I got a chance to see some of the finished panels, pictures, drawings of what the new products are. I'm very excited about it. I think it'll be spectacular.
Well, and what's unique about Tricia Yearwood is, like you were saying, she actually is part of the design of the products. It's kind of like putting an Olympian on a Wheaties box. They don't really have anything to do with it, but they just were paid to be on that because it hopefully sells more Wheaties.
Well, they're the brand.
They are the brand.
Yeah, that's not Tricia Yearwood. I mean, she has her own collection, but she's very involved in the development and the design and making sure that she's proud of those products that are involved with Klausner.
Yeah, very much. And in the showroom where we show her products, we'll have Trisha Yearwood cocktail mixes. Mm. We have her.
Doesn't she have a cooking show too?
Yes, she has cooking. Okay. We have her cookbooks in the showroom.
Yeah.
We have dog beds in the showroom. She just has a wealth of products that are out there that she just loves to sell and brand and be part of.
Yeah. Me and Garth are best friends. It's fine.
I love that. You have a t-shirt, right?
I do have a t-shirt.
I remember you wearing that. And I was like, where did you get that?
Right? From the concert.
And why did you not involve me?
That's a good question. Actually, they were very kind just to offer tickets when I went there. So, yeah, we got to go to the show, which was really fun.
I need a press pass next time.
Let me just pick this name I just dropped back up real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about some of the specific products that Trisha Yearwood is involved in. You've seen them. You have a little backstage view. I have not seen them yet, but I'm excited. After the show, you're going to let me in on the secrets.
Yes, we'll show you some of the new stuff.
Yeah,
I do have the folders and the presentation products, but bedroom products, new beds, dresser, mirrors, chess, armoires, armoire, which we haven't seen in decades. You're actually going to see some armoires from her. And beautiful sea blue color, light sea blues, greens, natural oak woods. So that lighter white, almost a whitewash oak.
Like a white oak is so hot in the industry.
Yeah, you know, kitchen cabinets, you see a lot of that in your kitchens these days. We're going to have that in a lot of the new case goods, the bedroom and dining room, occasional home office. There's some really fun things there.
I think this new line just screams Utah, which I'm so excited about.
Yes, very much so. Over the years, you'll see different products that she'll roll out and you think, okay, that's nice. And that'll fit maybe one or two people. But this new one will cover everybody and it will make everybody very excited about it.
That's incredible. And it will be coming to the Osmond Design Stores in what, 28 days, 30 days?
I guess it's new.
So
yeah,
maybe
that brand
not
new
all
product. It'll be September, October before we ship that
all
product.
All right, we'll have to wait.
I'm sorry you have to wait.
We're getting all excited about all the other Klausner stuff that we will be ordering. Yep. Will be here in the next 30 days, which is fantastic.
You have 80 leathers that you can pick from.
Only 80.
Yeah, 500 different fabrics that you can pick from.
Only decision fatigue just listening to you guys talk about the different fabrics. Like, I just want Heather, pick me one.
Just
I don't
make
care.
It just, look good.
Just pick me one.
Come into the house, look at what's going on in my house, and then just put something in there.
Yes, exactly.
And we actually have clients that do that all the time. Will you just design this and let me know how much it is, and here's my budget. We have builders that do that. In fact, this year we will be featuring some of this Klausner product in our parade homes that we're very excited about. One specifically I'll give a shout out to is Oakwood Homes. They're building a beautiful home in the Saratoga Springs area, and all of the proceeds are going to St. Jude's. So we are doing all of the furnishings for this incredible home. And this last week I was able to meet the actual staff of St. Jude's that flew in for this home reveal, for the contractors that worked on the home. I know Sherwin-Williams donated all of the paint, and there were other subcontractors that donated cabinetry and countertops and finished trim labor. And just, there are so many generous people in Utah, and that's something I'm very excited about. And Klausner will be in that parade home.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, obviously we'll tag you and make sure that we're promoting Klausner as part of that. So great organization. We love St. Jude's. Okay. So with that, I do want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who is the sponsor of the KSL Real Estate Show. They are local, they're trusted bankers and loyal friends. And with all the banking craziness going on, they are safe and secure. We love them. Definitely want to give a shout out to them. They believe in continuing progress is a direct result of their dedication to caring for the individual needs and communities that they serve. They have local people here that know your name. I love supporting them. Central Bank, thank you for being part of our real estate show. They offer new construction loans. They offer HELOC refinance loans for your existing home. They offer remodeling funds. They have a great program even for kids. It's a savings program, and they contribute to that so that kids can have smart savings, which I appreciate and love. And, you know, they're my bank for my business. They have helped me grow Osmond Designs to what it is today. And when we build our new store in the Traverse Mountain area, they will be doing the construction loan on that. So thank you, Central Bank. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. Lindsay Arts here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, you know I'm behind the times when it comes to trends in furniture, especially. I think I got a six-year-old sofa that I just have never replaced. It's bugging me, but what do? We're in that little kid phase, right, where it's like covered in mac and cheese anyway, so why are we going to get a nice one? Someday we will get a nice one. But I really love doing the show with you because I get to get caught up on the latest and greatest as far as trends go. You can always give me insights into what I need to know so I don't buy something that's going to go out of style in 2 seconds.
There we go. Lindsay, that's why we do this real estate show. We get to talk about all the things in the market that's going on in Utah and in the country. But we also get to talk about fun things. You know, this is personally one of my favorite topics, what's going on in the furniture industry, how to update your home for the best price with the best product so that you're not wasting your money and having, regrets or buyer's remorse on a sofa that you purchased at a big box store. One of my best tips is just invest a little more in your upholstery. You want it to last. You want great fabrics. We previously talked about Revolution fabrics, how they are cleanable. They're more durable than leather. In Utah, I feel like we've all had that brown leather sofa. And we had that because we needed to clean it and we thought it was more durable. But now, you know, it's cold in the winter. It's hot in the summer. You get sweaty and you feel like you always have to have a blanket, you know, especially me as a woman. It kind of bugs me. But now you can have fabric. And it's even more durable than the leather. So that's incredible. Okay, we have Sean Sorensen on the show with us today. He's a local homegrown Utah guy, one of the best furniture reps in the industry. And today we're talking about Klausner Furniture. Sean, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
So fun. Okay, tell us a little bit about trends. What are your best sellers right now? What are you seeing?
Trends, style-wise. First of all, an arm style. It's more of a track arm, smaller, thinner arm, not as big as what we've seen in the past.
A little more modern feel.
Modern feel. Some people would say, I don't want to have a dinner plate size arm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit there to eat with it. So narrower arms, softer handed fabrics, softer sitting. Squared off backs, more of a bed pillow back on it. So it does look like your pillow with the little peaked corners going on the back cushion. So again, softer hands through that fabric.
Deeper also, seat, right?
Yeah, you see a little bit of that depth in the seating. That's kind of an in-between size because you get the ladies who sit on it and they don't like it because you've got to sit up into the sofa.
Yeah, you have to curl your feet up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then rather than sit on it like a normal sofa, so it takes a little bit of education on that salesperson that's on the floor. But that's really where the trends are going. Color-wise, we're still looking at marine colors, you know, as far as an accent color to things. So blues, aquas, greens, things like that. The Pantone is still talking to us about those colors. So no more of the golds and browns. We're trying to get away from that. So a little bit of that lighter cream color as a base, and then those marine tones to really kind of spice it up a little bit in the rooms.
What's sofa 101 when I'm shopping for a sofa? Is it comfort? Is it that the cushions don't come off? Is it that I got to just like the look of it? Like, what is the first thing I should look for?
For me, I think sofa 101 is construction.
Construction.
Okay. You need to make sure that you're buying something that's built the right way. Whether it be a no-sag spring in it or what they call a sinuous spring. How that is put together, the frame in it, is it done in solid hardwoods with plywood parts on it, or is it OSB in it? But construction, definitely. Cushion construction, you know, what is that cushion made out of? What kind of lifetime am I going to get out of that cushion? And then look at the style.
Okay.
And that's really where I would tell somebody is you look at quality construction, and then most of the time those people that build a solid constructed piece will have lots of different style that you can look for, whatever works with your room.
That makes sense.
And then you need quality fabrics, right?
Correct.
That are durable, that will last for your family. And then, you know, you have to make it pretty. So you add some really great pillows, a throw blanket, you know, all the bells and whistles, all the frosting on the cake that just makes it last for a long time. Then you can switch out pillows. You have quality construction over time. And then you don't have to be rebuying a sofa every couple of years because you have sagging pillows or cushions and things that are just are not working for you and your family. I am loving all the textures, all the fabrics that Klausner specifically is carrying and providing right now. We are right on trend for Utah. So proud to partner with you and your company. Again, Sean Sorensen joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show today. I'm Heather Osmond with Lindsay Ertz of KSL. Come to Osmond Designs. Come check out what we have. We have a sale going on right now. 20% off the lowest mark price. It's our 20-year anniversary. We'll see you next week.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.